ਨਾ ਯਮੁਨਾ ਤੀਰਾਵਨਾਚਾਰੀ ਯਮੁਨਾ ਜਯ ਰਾਧਾ ਮਾਧਵ ਕੁੰਜ ਵਿਹਾਰੀ ਆਯਮ ಗೋಪಿಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಾಚಾರಿಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸತ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹರಿದಾಸ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕೀ ಜ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸೆ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜಭೂಮಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಮಥುರಾ ದ್ವಾರಕಾ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ನವದೀಪ್ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ತುಳಸೀ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಭಾಗವತ ಧರ್ಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದಿ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೇ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ భక్తిర్ భవతి నైస్తికి. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంతో 10th చాప్టర్ 48 టైటిల్ కృష్ణ ప్లీజెస్ హిస్ డివోటీస్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 23 అండ్ 24. త్వయా ఉదిత అయం జగత హితయా యదా యదా వేద పతః పురాణః బాధ్యేత పాషండ పథై అషద్వీ తదా భవాన్ సత్వగుణా విభర్తి. త్వయోదితోయం జగతో హితాయ యదా యదా వేద పత పురాణా బాధేత పాషండ పథే సదీవాస్ తదా భవాన్ సత్వగుణం బిభర్తి. త్వయోదితోయం జగతో హితాయ యదా యదా వేద పత పురాణా బాధ్యేత పాషండ పథేర్ సదీవాస్ తదా భవన్ సద్గుణం బిభర్తి. త్వయోదితోయం జగతో హితాయ యదా యదా వేద పత పురాణా బాధ్యేత పాషండ పథేర్ సదీవాస్ తదా భవాన్ సత్వగుణం బిభర్తి. Mataji's, Twaya, by you, Udita, enunciated, I am this, Jagata of the universe, Hithaya for the benefit, Yada, Yada, whenever, Veda of the Vedic scriptures, Pataha, the path of religiousness, Puranaha, ancient, Bhadhyeta, is obstructed, Pashanda, of atheism, Patahe, by those who follow the path, Ashadvi, wicked persons, Tadha, at that time, Bhavan, you, Sattva Gunam, the pure mode of goodness, Vibharti, assume. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You originally enunciated the ancient religious path of the Vedas for the benefit of the whole universe. Whenever that path becomes obstructed by wicked persons following the path of atheism, you assume one of your incarnations, which are all in the transcendental mode of goodness. There is no purport to this verse, so we'll go to the next verse, text 24. Svatvam prabhodhya vasudeva grihe vatirna svam senabaram apanetum yasi bumeha akshvahini satavadhena suretaramsha rajnam musya chakulasya yasho vitanvan. You are that very same person, my Lord, and you have now appeared in the home of Vasudeva with your plenary portion. You have done this to relieve the earth's burden by killing hundreds of armies led by kings, who are expansions of the demigods' enemies, and also to spread the fame of our dynasty. Purport. The term Suretaramsha Rajnam indicates that the demoniac kings slain by Krishna were in fact expansions or incarnations of the enemies of the demigods. This fact is elaborately explained in the Mahabharata, which reveals the specific identities of the demoniac kings. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svavadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhuya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare, Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You originally enunciated the ancient religious path of the Vedas for the benefit of the whole universe. Whenever that path becomes obstructed by wicked persons following the path of atheism, you assume one of your incarnations, which are all in the transcendental mode of goodness. You are that very same supreme person, my Lord. You have now appeared in the home of Vasudeva with your plenary portion. You have done this to relieve the earth's burden by killing hundreds of armies led by kings who are expansions of the demigods' enemies, and also to spread the fame of your dynasty. Hare Krishna. So these are the words of Akrura when he is receiving Krishna. The series of glorification, today's verse, he is saying that you are the one who established dharma, and you are the one who also protect dharma. So it is very appropriate, one sense. Yesterday we celebrated Prabhupada's appearance day, and today this verse is speaking about protection of dharma and how dharma gets contaminated, and how the Lord personally has come in the past. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bhar. So Lord personally comes and then destroys, kill people who are obstructing, manipulating or speculating or compromising, we can say anything. In the name of religion, so many things can happen. It's something, just few days back I met one Kashmiri Pandit. Now you know Kashmiri Pandits, their heart is really burning, you know, with what they went through, you know. One just fine day, in one stroke, they had to leave everything and come. Now this person is saying, after that, I really started reading this Quran. Because, so he is saying that how can there be God? He's a very pious Brahmin. Because there it is said that anyone who doesn't accept this, they can be beheaded. And imagine millions of people all over the world are misled by this conception. They believe it. I'm telling you, they believe it. And not one or two. Millions. See the power. If circumstances arise, the best of your friend, if he is a follower, he will immediately change. Because deep in his heart he is convinced that anyone who is not following this, I can behead them and I get what credits, pious credits, or can go to Jannat or whatever. Convinced. Imagine. Huh? So you are moving around with people around. They can be your best friends. But when situation comes, so he was talking about himself. He said, I had best friends there. And we were just good friends. And when this happened, the same friends, you know what they told him? Why don't you convert? He said, if these friends, they don't respect mine, how can they be my friends? I'm just giving you, of course this is completely what is happening. Now here it is said that how dharma, by the forces of material energy, it will happen, it is happening, and it is something natural. The opposing forces always will try to minimize, and there will be always people who want to project as very pious, They want to project as they are very pressed. They want to be recognized as they are holy people. But they don't want to come to that standard. They will not have to that standard. But they want to be known as. So when these people are there, they will definitely compromise. They will adulterate it. Because they can't follow it. But they want it. So Prabhupada just, I was just hearing one lecture, and Prabhupada here in Cross Maidan, how he was speaking. Of course, Prabhupada, dharma, you know how he speaks about what is dharma. Dharma is somewhere it is said it is your duty. But dharma also religion. But religion, we know that how much it is a complex thing about faith and dharma cannot be separated. Prabhupada will give this very something to make us understand, such simple. Well, how can you separate your dharma? And that is inherent in each and every living entity. All of them. When the Lord says, Aham Bija Pradha Pritha, means everyone. Everyone. All. So he gives this example, very simple. What is the dharma of sugar? Sweetness. Can you separate it? What is the dharma of pepper? It is spicy. What is the dharma of water? To be liquid. But in unnatural forces are there, then it can become solid. But that is not his natural thing. So he was saying and pleading. This is the first time when he came here in 1971 with his Western disciples. Because he is seeing there are thousands of Indians. And he is saying, this has been given to you by your ancestors. This is a gift given, and along with that gift, this responsibility is given to you. What are you doing? How many of them are taking it seriously, other than just taking the external things about, you know, puja, some rituals, some good luck, you know, some piety. But he is saying, this is not for that what he has given gift. This is to liberate everyone from this material world. These are Prabhupada. Relieve people of all sufferings. I, just one person, I did it, and you can do it more. So in one sense, just he was giving about the real essence when we talk about dharma. Now, when this is understood, obviously there should not be any problem, whether it is Christianity or it is Islam. Now, it is not that just externally you dress up like this, or even for a Vaishnava, it is not that you put a tilak, you become a Vaishnava. Or neither it's an Islam that, you know, he has a beard or, you know, wears that thing, becomes a, to be a follower of Islam means to submit yourself. Same thing is Christianity. I mean, they are also talking about the essence. But then, because there is no question about understanding the essence, then in the name of religion, there is conflict. If you are not like this, then I hate you. So in the name of religion, this is happening. So where is the question about anyone, you know, having faith? Yeah? Then where is God? So this person was asking, you serious? I think God is there. But why this is happening? And Prabhupada wanted it, that, you know, Indians, of course, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumiti, those who have taken birth, and Prabhupada would repeat this, that you, it's your responsibility to see that the essence of dharma is properly preached. To overcome this confusion. Of course, in Kali Yuga, it's a big challenge. This is going to be there. It is, but that one thing, what this person said about, that means we are all living in the midst of people who are convinced when they see you, I can, even if I behead you, there is no sin. Imagine. And if he is properly provoked, that's how all these things are coming up. Right? Convinced. Because it is, I have not read. It is said, he showed me the reference. It is said here that you can behead them. Means, of course, I'm sure it is, well, in one sense, even Bhagavad Gita is spoken on the battlefield and there is so much violence and there is beheading. And there it is beheading. But that is for dharma. If anyone is against dharma, but here in the name of dharma, you are seeing something completely and you are convinced. So anyway, these are the words of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada is pleading that take up this to protect. And here in this verse it is Akrura is saying that how the Lord personally comes. So the point is that anything which is good, like Jayadev Maharaj gives this analogy, if you keep eyes in the summer, what happens? It just melts. So similarly, anything good, especially dharma, it is very natural that the standards, they go down. Unless it is, Prabhupada once, when he was visiting one temple with his disciple, so his disciple was very much disturbed. Prabhupada, why is it like this? So what he saw in the temple? They were visiting some, not ISKCON temple, some other temple. Why is it like this? He was very much feeling. So Prabhupada said, don't be surprised. If you don't maintain the standards, even our temple will become like this. So it is those standards which are not compromised. They are kept very high. That is only protection. But then Kali Yuga forces always will be there to pull down the standards. It will be always acting. So it is a... So that is the time when people are there. So anyway, in our own history, it is very... what to speak about after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. Now, so imagine, Supreme Personality Godhead was there and then he left, what happened? But even when he was present, now when he was there, Navadvip was highest seat of knowledge, not in India, actually all over the world. 500 years back, all over the world, Navadvip was the highest center for knowledge. And there were not a single person who was a devotee. Very few. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to re-establish. And even during when his presence, just see what was the society. This is all people who are on the higher orders, how they want to exploit. Now the famous story is about Subodhi Roy. Now this happened when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. He was there. Now Subodhi Roy, he was a very respected, influential government official one time. And during that time, he had one subordinate whom he used to love like a son, and he used to love him like a father. Now this subordinate was a follower of Islam. So just to correct him very affectionately, he had spanked him. And that had left behind a scar on his body. And when he grew up, he got married and he became a responsible person in the society, his wife noticed it. She said, what is this? Oh, he was so happy. He said, oh, this was me. He was my, he was just like my father. And he wants to correct me, he had spanked me. She was furious. How can you tolerate this? Because he was now quite influential. So where is this person? You should kill him. No, he was shocked. I mean, he is like my father. How can I kill him? So she threatened him. She said, if you don't kill him, then I'm going to leave you. Of course, he was very attached to her. He didn't want her to leave him, and same time, he didn't want her to kill. Now it's a dilemma. But those days, there was something in the... Just see what was it like. He got that thing. He said, if I sprinkle water from an untouchable on Subhudi Roy is as good as killed. Now, physically, of course, he's not going to die. But he's as good as socially dead. Why? So he did it. And Subhudi Roy, the whole society outcasted him. You cannot enter temple. You can't give classes. You can't read Vedas. You can't touch this. You can't. You are out. Just imagine. Socially outcasted. One says worse than death. So he was shocked because there was no other solution. So he went and started meeting sages and, you know, yogis and, you know, please tell me, I'm sure there must be some prayaschitta. There must be some atonement, some, I can do some tapasya, something. Can I come back? Is there any way I can come? I'm sorry, Buddha, not in this life. This is not possible. This was how it was. Just imagine how. Just because of this, out. Then somewhere he had one glimmer of hope. Someone gave him hope. So he desperately went there. So this person said, yes, there is one solution. You can do that. This is the only solution. You have to take ghee. You boil it when it's smoking. And you drink this. So he said, if I drink it, I will die. He said, yes, you will die. Because ghee is so pure, when you die, all your sinful reactions will be eradicated and you will take birth next life again as a maybe Hindu or in a Brahman. This was a solution offered. Of course, eventually then he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, is there any way I can do? Now just imagine, see what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to establish and what is the state of society that level. He said, you don't have to do anything. You just chant Maha Mantra and serve the devotees. I mean, serve the devotees means those who are right in the front, leading, preaching. Vaishnavas, you serve them. You know what benediction he gave him? You just do this much. You will become better than a Brahmana. You will become a Vaishnava. And the whole society will worship you. See the transformation. Of course, Subhudi Roy, it's not that he wanted people to worship him. He wanted to come back to the mainstream. So he left, he went to Vrindavan and he was so simple. He used to just collect woods which are anyway, you know, fallen down from the trees, and he used to sell and he used to get money. And with that money he maintained himself and he used to get yogurt and rice. And these Bengali devotees, when they would visit Vrindavan, because they would only get rotis in Vrindavan and the Bengalis like rice, they would get indigestion. So Subhudi Roy will give them yogurt and then he will give them rice. Then he will take them on parikrama. Then he will tell them about all Krishna's pastimes. And very soon, of course it is not that he anyway was contaminated, but he was ostracized for this. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's greatness. Now down the line, because this was during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See how everything goes down. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and after Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Now he was a person, he was just meant for only this. He would just always be looking out for, you know, where is there, you know, adulteration, you know, where there is some compromise, some mental speculation, where are people using their own intelligence to concord? He will go and expose them. He was so fearless that even, I mean, people will not come to confront him. He was so fearless because his whole thing was cut down. This, any concept going on anywhere about this that, you know, dharma based on externals, he would go and then chop them off. So what he did, what did he say? That he didn't look at any person, whether what caste you are or what sex you are or, you know, what birth you are, from what place you have come, or in a, he will be just looking out for that person's consciousness. Is he inclined to serve Krishna and is he sincere? Catch him. He will be just looking out for these people. And then he started giving them sacred threads. He started giving them initiation. Now this spread like anything, and people were so much angry with him that what is he doing? Because the others, they were, for them, that was their livelihood. It was their prestige to be this and see that you exploit people. Now he is making brahmanas who are by birth low birth people. He is making them brahmanas. But he was so sure about it because he was armed with his knowledge. He knew that when they come in front of him, they have nothing to defend themselves. And they also knew about it. So they would never come in front of him. But behind his back, there was always something going on, how to, you know, criticize him, how to... It is said that once, this is Prabhupada, he told Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj told Prabhupada in privacy, he said, you know these people who are these so-called smartha brahmanas, who are caste brahmanas, they are always planning to kill me. This is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur saying. They were always planning to kill him. So now, this is a fact, once, this is the 1920s, once one police officer came. He came to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, I have been bribed ₹25,000. Just imagine in 1920, how much is 25,000 today's? 1920. I'm sure it is a very huge amount. So this police officer said that when we receive this bribe, we do the job. And what is the job? To kill someone. We are given this money, go and kill him. And we do it. And it is not difficult for us. But because you are a sadhu, I know you. So I just come to warn you that there is a threat to your life. So you just see, preaching is not an easy thing. Hey, what are you doing? Are you preaching? Are you preaching? There is a big risk. You are going to hurt people. Of course, Prabhupada said that if US government knew what I am going to come and... if they knew that what is going to think, I'm sure, because the whole economy of US is based on meat eating, gambling, illicit sex. I mean, this is... And here is someone coming to preach, you know, to shake the holy... So Prabhupada, of course, he says that. So anyway, preacher's job is not an easy task. You are going to hurt people. Of course, you are going to win over many people's hearts. But then there will be, if there are powerful people, they will be... So this was what told to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So this is what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did. Forget about India. He sent his disciples, go to the Western world, and he was willing to give sacred thread there that time. Of course, Prabhupada carried forward. So I mean, we'll give them sacred. So the point is, this is the essence of dharma, to understand that it is not your birth, of course. It is your consciousness. Now, when you mean it is consciousness, it is said in Shastra, which is that verse there is, a person who is a brahmana by birth, he is following everything, he is pure, he is well read, he can't liberate himself. What can he liberate others? Is it possible? And a Vaishnava, a real Vaishnava, who has completely surrendered, he by his power, by his purity, by his dealings, whatever way, he can liberate people, whoever who come in contact with him, what to speak about himself. So now this is Vaishnava and caste, Brahman in the society, people look. So this is what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to establish, that consciousness, whether a person is in the low birth, but he has a desire, he is sincere, he can become. So there are a lot of opposition, several things, it's a many things, opposing thing that happened. But besides this caste Brahmins, one of the other thing which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would always wanted to protect is those days was against Sahajism, Sahajiyas. Now Sahajiyas, they are also reading scriptures. They quote scriptures. They are well versed in scriptures. But they don't have any principles. They don't have any standards. They will imitate something which is very high. You know, they will display emotions of crying, weeping, rolling on the ground, and there will be thousands of followers. People are just carried away by this. This is what is real devotion. How can there be this? So once it so happened that now Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a teenager that time. He was not even... So this one person, very popular, thousands of followers, he came to meet Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur had his own way of dealing with people. He was very respectful, even though he knew. He will honor him. And so many people, they came and, you know, they offered their respects to him because he was very famous. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was sitting at one corner and he didn't even give any attention. So this, he was said, everyone is, you know, attracting everyone's attention. But this person, son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur, why is it your son like this? So that time Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to say. He said, my son hates Sahajiyas. Of course now, one sense of... Sadhus, they don't hate. Do they hate? I mean, you don't hate. What he meant was that he hates the disease. Of course, example given is the doctor, you know. A person is sick and is diseased and the doctor says that, no, it's okay, no problem, you're all right, okay, you know. What type of a doctor is it? So hatred means hate that disease, and to hate that disease you have to kill that disease. So when you kill means you have to be very aggressive and you have to be very violent also. Because if you don't kill the disease will kill you. So there is some other going to be killed. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was one such protector of dharma, as it is mentioned here about how the Lord comes again and again. And here, so there are several such, and there is one more thing about when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati started introducing this, in the Gayatri Mantra he introduced Gaura Mantra. So they said, there was Brahmanas there, there was a uproar, but how can the Chaitanya Maha Gaura Mantra be there in this, because Gayatri Mantra is only to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a Supreme Personality. He is a sannyasi, or maybe he is a nice devotee. How can you? Then there was again a debate, and he started speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, you know, from Chaitanya Charitamrita and all. He said, that is all your scriptures. You tell us, where is it? Then he had to take out from references and he had to defeat them by saying that how? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was there, he never revealed that, you know, that he is a supreme person. Only for a few people he showed. Like Sarvabhauma, Ramananda Rai, Murari Gupta. He would show them. And then he was a supreme. All others, very difficult. So this was the war, those days, to protect dharma. And today we are reading here in this Bhagavatam, the very next day after Prabhupada's appearance day, it's very... inspiring to know Prabhupada's life, that what sacrifice he did to carry this essence and make it so simple. So simple. He said, if you don't follow this, if you don't follow this, if you don't attentively hear this, if you are not very serious about this, you are not different from a two-legged animal. And then, of course, Prabhupada would say that by nature, just like dharma, he will quote Sarupa Goswami's Jivera Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. Now, this is an essence of dharma. There is no more discussion needed in this. Very simple, isn't it? Is there anything more to discuss? Your natural propensity is to serve. And in this service, if you, and you will, if you get that joy, do you need anything else? You want more and more and more. Of course, the degree it is selfless, to that degree it will be. So Prabhupada would say that otherwise, even if it is selfless, if not that Supreme Personality. So he will give example of, Nixon. Now Nixon, he gave his whole career. He gave his career means he was so fixed in his goal that he wanted to become the president of US. He just knew that if I become president, I will be for the rest of history always famous, known as US president. So he was prepared to do anything. So in his during his career, he beg, borrow, steal anything, or maybe even killed people, so that he could reach. And he reached. And then, by some divine will of providence, some mistake, and he was pulled down and humiliated, and he was such a heartbroken person. Now he had given everything, right? One says, everything he gave to serve, thinking that, you know, this will. Of course, another example he gives is about those who have served their nation selflessly. Is again JF Kennedy. He is the one who said, don't ask what the country can do for you, ask what you can do for them. In one sense, it's very selfless. And he was. He was a very, very courageous, very brave. He would fight for the minorities. He will. So same thing. In one sense, he was also speaking of in a relative one type of a dharma, that black people, they should be given their rights, protected. But there were always people who didn't like it. So when he was assassinated, it is said that actually it is, the agents were from the government himself. It was the government people only did it. This is a fact, it is said. He was killed. It is not. Then of course our own famous example of Mahatma Gandhi. One sense selfless, isn't it? For the country. What did he do? But then he is shot by his own countrymen. So if not that, obviously you are serving your family. I mean, we all, grahasthas, we are very attached to our family members, you serve. But it is sure that it is not going to give you satisfaction. So what to speak about your own body, mind? It's a well-known fact. I mean, you ask any senior person who's elderly person, whole year I have been serving my mind and senses. Serving. The mind and senses are not satisfied because they are still demanding, and the one who is serving is also not satisfied. So Prabhupada would bring in this contest that, see, unless this is done, all other things will lead only to frustration. So this is how Prabhupada would say about transcendental knowledge. How it is different from material knowledge. Because transcendental knowledge takes one beyond material miseries, beyond birth and death. So there, in Bhagavad Gita, there is this one verse which says that one who has understood, followed it, he experiences real peace, he experiences real joy of peace within, and then eventually it concludes with Krishna consciousness. Of course, that is a conclusion. That being very peaceful from within. So that is how it is said that transcendental knowledge, when it comes down, as it's said in 4th chapter Bhagavad Gita, it was coming down, evam parampara praptha, down the line and down Kshatriya kings. But then there were, as it is said here, this verse, that you have come here now, because there are people who are now, who are actually enemies of the demigods, they are taken birth here, so you have come to kill them, those who are opposing, obstructing dharma. So this is Prabhupada's greatness, that in this age, how he has brought us this transcendental knowledge, very sublime, it is said very sublime, very pure, very pure, and it is so easily accessible just because of Prabhupada's sacrifice. We heard yesterday, of course, this came repeatedly, that so many versions of Bhagavad Gita and scholars, PhDs, reading the same verses, clearly has been said that worship me, no one became a devotee, and Prabhupada writes as it is, and people become devotees. So this is how Prabhupada will quote that. What did I do? I just repeated. So he had protected, just protected, as it is said here. Just protected and given. Prabhupada will sometimes say, look at these boys and girls. He would say that, why are they mad after me? These people are from very wealthy family. I don't even have money. I don't have anything. But they are mad after me. Why? I can't even give them home. They are from wealthy places. They were sleeping on soft beds, and here they are. I can't even provide them proper mat. I don't have money. Why? Because I have truth. And the truth is so sublime, so attractive, that they are willing to give up. They are willing to eat only dal, rice, chapati, and they have given up their... How is that possible? So Prabhupada would say that this is transcendental knowledge. This is sublime. This is pure. But in the course of time, it gets contaminated, adulterated, compromised. Then substandard things creep in. Then the potency slowly starts losing. So this is something to just ponder on, that what Prabhupada gave us, and how do we value it and understand. That's a very challenging thing, because right in the midst of forces from all directions, to just keep something very sublime alive and protect, because in the history it says that it is happening, it is always will happen, that religion, irreligion will be accepted as religion, and religion will be considered as something not practical. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavat Puran Ki Jai. Yes, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, it should not happen that I should be speaking when you are sitting. So any comments? So thank you very much, Hare Krishna. It's been a very tiring weekend for all of you. So still I thank you, all of you, for giving your patience.